Welcome to the Chan's Logic Podcast, where we talk about health, wealth, relationships, and everything in between. What I wanted to talk about today was the idea of the crypto market. So I'm starting to see them a lot more in the news now. I'm starting to hear a lot of people talk about the markets more. And it's something that I've been actively involved in since about 2016. And I've actually been able to produce a significant amount of wealth from just investing and paying attention to these markets. I think there's an incredible amount of opportunity inside of these markets, but there's also an incredible amount of fraud and just people kind of shilling stuff, and just it's easy to get wrecked and to get in trouble in these markets. And so I wanted to come on and really talk about how to navigate these markets and what they really mean, and ultimately how to come out of these in one piece when a bull market presents itself. And ultimately, I believe right now we're in the beginning phases of a crypto bull market. And the reason I think we are in the beginning phases of a crypto bull market is because we're just about near Bitcoin's previous all-time high, which kind of signifies that we're ready for the next leg up and that the market will take off and move and continue on into new all-time highs. The second reason I believe we've been able to propel and move into a Bitcoin, into a crypto bull market, is because we've had the approval of the Bitcoin ETFs. The Bitcoin exchange traded funds is essentially where you can buy paper derivatives of Bitcoin that say, hey, look, you have this equivalent of Bitcoin in this basket that says we own this Bitcoin, so now you own this thing. And it's just like buying like any other ETF. So now you can technically, quote unquote, have exposure to Bitcoin without actually having to own any of the coins or anything like that. And because these ETFs are such a big product and you have some of these, the biggest asset managers in the world offering them, like BlackRock, it was one of the biggest and most significant events for the crypto market that's probably happened to it. And because of that, it allowed Bitcoin to go from a low of like 15K up to almost to 62K right now as of when I'm recording this. And so I think that puts us in this position to where we are officially moving into this crypto bull market. That doesn't mean there won't be dips and there won't be dumps or anything like that. But when I think about my investing journey inside of crypto, the first thing I bought was Ethereum. It was $15. I think it was like 2016, just before it took off. But it went from $15 a coin to like $1,500 a coin. And I watched this enormous amount of wealth accumulate in a relatively short period of time with that investment. And in that first market, I watched it go up and then I watched it go all the way back down. And I kind of learned how volatile the market can be. And I think when you look at the crypto market, it's hard for a lot of people to fathom how much can actually go up in such a short period of time and how fast it can actually go down as well. So when I look at the idea of investing in the crypto assets, number one, I still believe we're pretty early in terms of where this market is. I don't necessarily think we'll see any sort of like peak until later in the year. But we also have to recognize that this cycle has been accelerated because of the ETFs. So, and then remember, everything I'm talking here is financial advice. I'm just some guy sitting here talking on the internet about my journey through crypto. But the biggest thing that I think about with crypto is you kind of have to recognize, what is your risk tolerance? Are you someone who can just put a bunch of cash in and just not worry about it ever again? And if you lose it, it's fine. Are you someone who's pretty conservative and doesn't want to really play with anything crazy? You have to define that. And so when I define risk tolerance, what I want to say is, okay, well, if I was pretty risk averse and I didn't really want to put myself in a position for a potential catastrophic loss or anything like that, I would probably just mostly focus on Bitcoin and Ethereum. It would be like 50% Bitcoin and it would be about 40% Ethereum. And then I would maybe buy like the top 10 cryptocurrencies according to, you can go to coinmarketcap.com and see what the top 10 are that aren't stablecoins. Stablecoins are pegged to a dollar, so they're always going to be a dollar. So it would be like the stables I would buy would, or the top 10 I would buy would be like Solana, it would be BNB. I think Chainlink's up there. It's some of those top 10 to encompass that little bit of the 10% that would come from these altcoins. And when we think about investing, the only reason anybody should buy, any reason I would buy, in my opinion, these altcoins is because they're going to outperform Bitcoin in the cycle. They're also going to dump a lot harder. These things will lose 90% of their value when the bull market is over, which is another important point that I think we have to take into account here. The music will stop. People get too attached to these things and think they're going to go up forever. But ultimately, at some point, the music will stop and everything will go down 90%. And so we have to recognize that being able to either ride it out and just hold long term, or getting out when a certain number has been achieved, are both viable options and based on personal preference and ultimately the need of the person as they're moving through this trying to navigate this market. But that would be the most, that would probably be the second most conservative strategy. The first most conservative strategy for me would just be Bitcoin and ETH. That's it. Two assets that are going to go up. Bitcoin will go up. ETH will go up. ETH will probably outperform Bitcoin towards the end of the market. If I was going to go into the second one, that would be 50% Bitcoin, 40% ETH, 10% of the altcoins. Then if I wanted to say, okay, well, I want to get a little deeper into it and I really want to build a portfolio that's going to grow a lot and give me the maximum potential for a return inside of a bull market without having to be involved in like shit coins and all that weird stuff that just doesn't really go anywhere. So when you look at that, I think what you ultimately want to do is organize your portfolio into sectors. And so the sectors I think that are important are obviously Bitcoin. Then the second sector is going to be like the Ethereum ecosystem. Then the third sector I think someone would want to look at would be the Solana ecosystem. Then the fourth sector I think that would be important would be looking at the AI ecosystem, because AI is such a popular metric right now. And looking at AI, I would be looking at like Render. I would look at maybe DPIN too, which is like data protocols. So Render, Ocean Protocol, stuff like that would be pretty important to me. If I was looking at, I said previously in the ETH ecosystem, you'd probably want to look at Ethereum and what are the scaling solutions for Ethereum. So that ends up being like Optimism, Arbitrum, Lido DAO, stuff like that. When we look at Bitcoin, Bitcoin is Bitcoin. We look at Solana. We want to look at Solana. We want to look, what are the next top ones under Solana? Like data protocols, Python. So we want to build a basket that allows us to essentially tap into different aspects and subsets of the crypto market. It's similar to investing in the stock market. You have different areas that you invest in order to take advantage of and have a varied portfolio that can grow and not be overexposed to one specific area. And so, like I said, the biggest things I think we would want to be in would be the Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Bitcoin ecosystem, the Ethereum ecosystem. We'd want to be involved in AI, because I think AI and data aggregation or big data is going to be pretty important this cycle. And I think the next one we're going to want to be involved in is gaming, because gaming tends to be pretty powerful in terms of how much it grows, and gaming tends to be a rapidly evolving ecosystem inside of the cryptocurrency markets. And so I think by having exposure to those, it ultimately puts you in a position to where you can be comfortable, because what will happen typically throughout the cycle is the Bitcoin will run, then the ETH stuff will run, then the Solana stuff will run, then all of a sudden the AI stuff will run, then all of a sudden the gaming stuff will run. And so you'll notice that your portfolio will go from one, and then the next thing's going, then the next thing's going, then the next thing's going, then the next thing's going. So all of it kind of grows and scales over time and really builds upon itself. And then if I was going to add one more, you'd want to say, okay, well, what is another thing that's always consistently grown and always done well? And that's memes. And I know it sounds ridiculous to buy these meme coins, but typically every cycle they blow up and they go absolutely nuts. Because when I think about people who buy this stuff, it's kind of just normal people who are buying the memes because they're marketable, they're on the internet, they see them. And ultimately, when you look at the most popular memes, you've got like Dogecoin, Sheeb, Pepe, Bonk, Whiff, and like Flocky that are really pumping up. But that would probably encompass the last piece that I would put on for my perfect portfolio. And when I'm looking at that, the next thing that I want to identify inside that portfolio is I want to look at big, medium, and small cap. Big caps are going to be things that are like $1 billion and up. A big cap's probably not going to do much more than like a 5-10x. Then we have a mid cap that's going to be like 100 million to a billion. Those you probably pull a 10-15x out of. Then you got small caps that are probably going to pull like a 30 to a 50X, but they have the most risk exposure to them. So if I look at building a portfolio, it's going to say, okay, well, I have Bitcoin, then I have ETH. Okay, inside ETH, I have two big caps. I have two medium and then one small cap. Then I do it the same. And then all of a sudden I have this nice basket of coins inside each one of these different categories that I have associated with market cap. So I'm taking advantage of the big cap sector, the medium cap sector, and the small cap sector. And then while I'm doing this, I'm going to see that cycle as well. So I'm going to see the big caps go up. Then I'm seeing the mid caps go up. Then I'm going to see the small caps go up. And I'm going to watch these cycles throughout the sectors of my portfolio, plus inside the big, medium, and small cap sectors as well, which is going to allow me to take advantage of the things that could potentially do like a 20 to a 100X or whatever, and the things that are also going to be more conservative and have like a 5 to 10x, but be exposed to all of those across the board. I think one of the most challenging things for people to navigate is, what should I do if I don't know what I'm doing? And I tell people, don't get too crazy. Obviously learn. Like, learn the ecosystem, learn how to not get scammed, learn what's right, learn what's wrong, learn how to use a wallet, learn how to maybe even go inside Ethereum and do transactions, how to use Optimism, learn how to use the Solana ecosystem and stuff like that. But it doesn't have to be a full-time job. If there's something that you've built in a portfolio and it has all of the sectors that I just talked about, and it has big, medium, small caps, and then it's good. I think people get too involved, just like the stock market, and buying just hundreds of things, and ultimately they're overexposed to too much. And so I think we have to recognize that if we want it ultra simplified, write it down and keep to that thesis. And then once a number someone hits that's like, wow, I can't believe I hit this, it's time to get out. I think the last thing that a lot of people fail with and really struggle with in this market is getting out. It's like, think about the GameStop thing that happened. The thing went absolutely insane. And there's people who wrote it all the way up and all the way down because they felt so attached to the community. And honestly, ultimately, it's a player versus player game out there. The market's job is to take the most wealth out of each individual as humanly possible and distribute that wealth across the market. So our job as investors in the market is to pull as much financial opportunity out of it and keep that financial opportunity for ourselves. And so I think we ultimately, and like I said, this isn't financial advice, but ultimately, I think as we're navigating these markets, we have to recognize that it's easy to get euphoric. And once that starts happening, that's when it's time to start thinking about how can I get out of this thing? And how can I move myself to a place where I'm not exposed to this anymore so I don't ride the whole thing down? Or say I am comfortable with the fact that I will probably lose 90% of the value in this thing and I won't check it for another 4 years or however long the bear market takes till it goes back up. And I think if someone wants to be long-term exposed, like, hey, I'm going to hold these for 10 years, the only things that should really be invested in are Bitcoin, ETH, and maybe Solana. I don't necessarily think it's important or intelligent to invest in some of these altcoins with a long-term mindset, because 90% of these altcoins will fail and will fall apart and will die and they won't ever come back. So I think if someone has like a really long-term mindset, like a 10 or 20 year horizon, what they can do is use the short-term bull markets to get exposure to these altcoins, get rid of them, and use that to invest more into Bitcoin and Ethereum and maybe Solana long-term. Because ultimately, we don't want to put financial resources into something that could potentially fail. We want to make sure that if we're building a long-term portfolio, it's a portfolio that essentially stands the test of time, and you don't have things failing left and right. You have to remember that the crypto market is essentially a very young market, and a lot of these projects that are building at venture capitalists just throwing enormous amounts of money into nothing, and they will ultimately fail. They'll rug pull, they'll take the money. There's not a lot of regulation in the market right now, so we have to pay attention to that if we do have a long-term mindset and a long-term investment strategy inside of this market. And I say all this because I've been involved in this for a long time. It's like I said, I got in it in 2016. I watched everything go up. I watched everything, including my stuff, go straight back down. I was involved in it in the last bull market cycle. I bought Bitcoin after Bitcoin lost 30K last cycle. I bought it down to about 15. And now that it's at 63, I'm more than double my investment. Same thing with ETH. I bought it at $15. Then when I saw ETH down to about 1,000, I bought it all the way down. And then I watched it come all the way back up to this 3,500 or wherever it's at now. So I'm more than double on my investment because I paid attention and I created a consistent buying cycle. And then I didn't touch alt. So I practiced what I preached. I ate my own dog food. I didn't touch these altcoins until about November, when I felt like the market was starting to pick back up and the market was starting to move back into bull market territory. That's when I started picking up like Solana, AVAX, and Polygon, and a lot of these other altcoins that I felt were going to have potential in the bull run, Optimism. And so for me, it was like, okay, be invested and have exposure to Bitcoin and ETH 24/7, 365, but don't be invested and don't have exposure to the altcoins until we see the trending bull market starting to pick back up. And then as we see the bull market starting to go back down, we start seeing euphoria happen. Coinbase is the number one app in the App Store. Start having like people ask you off the street if you have Bitcoin and all that, and start asking about Dogecoin and stuff. That's when it's time to start thinking about liquidating and moving into maybe stable coins, dollars, whatever, until the market can figure itself out, or liquidating the assets that aren't Bitcoin and Ethereum and just sitting in those as long-term assets. So that's it. That's all I've got to say. I just think it's important to really dive into and identify this market. At the end of the day, it just should just be simple. If you don't want a lot of work and exposure to this stuff, I think the easiest strategy is just to have Coinbase, go over the markets that I talked about, and Bitcoin, ecosystem, Ethereum ecosystem, the Solana ecosystem, AI and big data, and then gaming and memes. And if there's a couple selections out of each one of those, and all Coinbase has selections for all of those, then we can go in there, we can buy those and just sit there and chill and have a nice little account that you watch ride up and ultimately can realize some nice profits from. But ultimately, I think you can get as involved as you want. This shouldn't be something that we get so involved in that we forget we have like a life and kids and family and other stuff. I think it encompasses people too deep. People get into like the shit coinery and all that. And ultimately, just I use it as a lifestyle enhancement tool. It allows me to accumulate and build wealth, and that's exactly what I want out of it. So remember, this isn't financial advice. I'm just a guy talking on the internet about my experiences and what I've done. But I will talk to you all later. If you found this valuable, hit me up on Instagram. Instagram.com/Chandler_SAF, and let me know what you liked about this episode. If you're listening to this on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, go and give me a 5-star review. Tell them what you like about the podcast, what you like about me, and everything in between. All right. We'll talk to you all later.